fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. Good body, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler, Toby Altizer, WSSP. Kind of a weird, wacky Thursday. We've got Ryan Wood coming up around 8:15. We'll have a preview of this Packers 49ers game, which is obviously a big one. Packers looking to avoid starting 1-2. I think when everybody win-lost the season this year, you probably chalk this one up as a loss. It seems like the Packers go to San Francisco every year and they constantly lose in San Francisco. And so you're like, they'll probably lose that one. But that won't be the worst thing in the world. They'll be 2-0 coming into the game. But they lost week one, which they don't care about. The Packers aren't too upset about it. And then they beat the Lions, as you know, 1-1 going into Sunday night football. So they do Monday night and then Sunday night. I don't know if that's on purpose, but it always does seem like when a team plays on one of the night games, then they play on another night game the next week. Baltimore just did that, went Monday to Sunday. Again, I don't know if that's on purpose. I don't know if that's even happening as much as I feel like it is, but I could do research on that. Maybe another day. Maybe I'll take a day off here coming up and just do extensive research on that. So we'll talk some Packers. Of course, we've got fantasy football help for you at 8:35. Kevin Payne, rotowire.com. You can get your questions in as soon as you'd like. We will read them at 8:35. And you can call in during that segment too. Use the hashtag AskKevin if you're tweeting us at 12:50 a.m. The Fan, Rami in the 9 o'clock hour. It's a big day for Rami. It's a big day for me. It's a big day for Sam. It's a big day for Toby. We're hitting up fourth base today for lunch around noon. Big day for Toby yesterday, who is back. And we'll start the show today like we started the show yesterday, where I talked to someone about how their time was at the Ryder Cup, because Jeff Orlowski went there 2 days ago. Toby, you went there yesterday. Before I get your thoughts on the Ryder Cup, let me just remind people about Jeff's experience. He had a good time, and then he got tired of walking, and then he let his buddies go on his own.
And then they're like, oh, yeah, let's go on the back nine and catch the European squad. I'm like, I thought we were getting ready to leave, you know. So we're walking over to the back nine. We start walking around by 18 and stuff, and I'm like, you know what, guys? I was like, you guys go have fun. I'm going to go sit right here in the fairway here on 18, and I'll wait for you, and when you're done doing what you're doing, come back and get me.
So Pipe Bomb went up there, Toby, to sit on a bench. Did you explore a little bit more?
Yeah, I showed up, I walked around, and then we watched the guys on the range, watched Bryson, which everybody was there to see, watched him tee off, and we watched some of the Americans. I thought it was kind of funny that I ended up following some of the Americans, and then I went and grabbed a seat in the grandstand on 17 and watched all the groups come through on 17, which is a long par 3 along the water there, about 220 yards or so, and I thought it was funny that all the Americans passed through and then everybody left the grandstands, as if guys like Rory McIlroy, Lee Westwood, Victor Hovland, all types of guys that people would usually want to stick around to see in a normal PGA Tour event, they just all left. We don't care about the Europeans. But if this were just a normal tour event where it was like the U.S. Open or the PGA Championship like that's been held there in the past, everybody be hanging around to see Rory, but no one cared because he's, you know, for Team Europe. Everybody was booing him because he had a bad lie and he took an unplayable and didn't play it from the weird lie that he had. So everybody booed at him and
wasn't
chanted
it practice?
USA. Yeah. No, he can do whatever he wants. But you know, you want to see. Well, you want to see the pro hit a shot that he never hits. And instead, he just decides to play it easy, and you know, the Americans let him have it. So rightfully so. But it was a fun time. Spent way too much money in the pro shop.
Oh yeah.
So
you're gonna be one of those guys I was talking about when the U.S. Open was here. Everybody that went not only bought a shirt, but wore that shirt like 5 days a week to just remind you that they went to the U.S. Open. So am I going to see a lot of Ryder Cup stuff coming out of you?
You'll probably see my USA hat quite a bit.
Okay.
But outside, I rotate through hats anyway, so.
Yeah.
But other than that, probably not. You're not going to see tons of Ryder Cup.
To break up your five-day-a-week Terry McLaurin jersey wearing.
True, and unless we have to start wearing a polo into work, then you probably won't see anything. You might see my quarter zip.
Okay, if there's ever a dress code here, that's it for me. Man, I can't. No.
I really dressed up today. I threw sweats on.
yeah. We're going like to lunch, and I'm dressed sloppier than ever. Somehow, I am wearing nice socks. I'm wearing dress socks. I can't find any of my match. I can't. All the socks I have that I can find are dress socks. I can't find any of my matching socks. I have one little white sock, one big white sock, one little black sock. I can't find any of them. So it was a good time, though. Was it packed, busy?
Yeah, it was crazy. I was telling my buddy that I went with, and he's never been to a PGA Tour event before. I've been to the same event twice out in the DMV. At Congressional, Tiger Woods' event. But I was telling it was weird because there's only six groups in this one, so you really couldn't see the guys as much as you'd like. At every point where there's a shot that anyone wanted to see, there was like a crowd that if you wanted to get in and you hadn't been already waiting there for like an hour, you'd be like six deep, and so you couldn't even see them anyway. So you kind of had to go a few holes ahead and just pick out where you wanted to watch them. But, I mean, it was still an awesome experience. It was crazy how when you walk onto the grounds, it's, you know, it was reasonable. It was, you know, obviously windy coming off Lake Michigan. But once you get over to the holes that are along the lake there, it picks up to like 30-mile-an-hour winds, if not more, and drops the temperature by like 20 degrees. And everybody's freezing up there. It was crazy. It was a lot of fun. I'm excited for it to kick off tomorrow, and hopefully the U.S. wins.
This whole week is kind of confusing to me. I never know what's going on. Like, I still got to figure out the format starting Friday, but today there's like a celebrity pairing. But then yesterday,
Coach Bud was out there, yeah.
Yeah, yesterday I saw there were like sports celebrities. Like, Bud, Coach Bud, who, by the way, has. I mean, if I can think I look like Coach Bud all I want, I can't swing like that, dude. He's got a swing, man.
Does he?
Did you watch any of those guys at all, or
no.
Did you even know they were there?
No, we knew they were there, but at that point, I was exhausted like Jeff. I was like, let's get out of here.
Yeah? When'd you leave?
Pretty much after the last group of the Europeans finished up 18, and then everybody flocked to the merchandise tent, which so did we, so we got stuck in line for a while. But other than that, yeah, left around probably 3:30 or 4.
So what, like an 8-hour day?
Yeah, it was pretty long, but it was fun. A lot of fun. And, yeah, I mean, the format's fun. That's what makes these fun, is they do four ball, and then they do a foursome, and then four ball on Friday and Saturday. The foursome is alternate shot, and then the four ball is like a best ball sort of scenario. And then on Sunday, they do every single player matches up with another, and they do a singles match play to finish it out. So it's a fun format. I'm excited to see how it works, and hopefully Steve Stricker does a good job of pairing the guys up with the guys that they should be, and hopefully they can find a way to win it.
Yeah, it should be fun. Golf Channel's got coverage. Peacock, NBC's got coverage basically all day Saturday and Sunday. So it's cool that this event is here. If you've never checked out the event, you'll notice the big difference is the crowds. They let you go crazy. You know, most times in golf, you got to be like reserved or polite, but these crowds are going to go nuts. I did see the European crowd trying to, or the golfers, I should say, try to win over the crowds. Their outfits are green and gold. And then they had cheese heads on, and then they were signing Packer hats.
Yeah, no, they wanted to try and win over some fans because obviously with COVID, not a lot of Europeans are able to travel over here. So it's a pretty staunch U.S. crowd. Just about everybody's cheering for USA, although there are some Americans that are cheering for Team Europe, like my buddy, which I don't understand why, but otherwise, yeah, they got... Well, he likes some of the European golfers. I don't get it.
But it's USA, Toby.
That's what I'm saying, man. You got to be cheering for your own country, but... You know, it is what it is, but I think it's going to be overwhelmingly U.S. more so than any other Ryder Cup. So I'm excited to hear what the crowds are like. And Steve Stricker was hoping that they don't cross the line, but I mean, I'm sure at some point they will. But who cares?
Oh like, yeah.
I mean, don't go out too far. But I mean, I think Steve Stricker's line is probably a little bit different than what our line would be.
Like, you think he's more polite?
He probably just doesn't want some things that we would think, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, I don't know what I think about Steve Stricker. I do bash him every major for never winning one.
Well, and it was kind of cool to see Phil Mickelson walking around out there, and he's just like an assistant captain, so he's just walking around. But he's probably a bigger celebrity than some of the golfers that he's walking around with. Everybody else is just walking, and everybody's chanting for Phil.
So Phil's there, but he's not like even swinging a club?
No, he's just one of the assistant captains, so he's just walking around shooting the breeze.
Oh, he's not even practicing or nothing?
No, I mean, he's not playing, so he doesn't have to warm up or anything.
Oh, okay. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Again, the Ryder Cup was supposed to take place last year, and it is taking place this year, obviously, with COVID. And this was determined that it would be here all the way back in 2005. So this is a big deal, and great for Whistling Straits, great for, you know, Sheboygan area, great for Wisconsin. I did have some buddies that were going to come down this weekend here to Milwaukee, but you can't grab a hotel anywhere. So, hey, great for the local economy. I'm excited to see those stories on the news in the next couple of days. Coming up at 6, how the Ryder Cup is impacting the local economy. That was always my beat in lacrosse. Coming up at 6, how the Cherry Festival is impacting the local economy. We'll talk to one grocery store manager about the uptick that they're seeing in cherries tonight on WKBT. Mike the Painter, 799-1250. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, Bert.
Hey, well, you didn't call yesterday. Your buddy Orlasky was here.
Oh, man. No, I had off yesterday. I got injured at work, kind of.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Sore. Well, I was moving some things around, and it's a little concrete buggy we were moving, and it kind of rolled into my shin and kind of hurt pretty good.
Are you, ready to get back at it, or can this be a workman's comp scenario?
No, I'm going through workman's comp. It's good. It's not broken or anything.
Mike, why don't you milk this thing?
Because I'm not a milker. I'm a worker.
Yeah, I don't know. You can buy yourself a month off.
Rub some dirt in it and get back to it.
Nah, I'm praying to get injured at work so I can get some time off.
No, I'm not that type of guy.
I've unloosened every screw at this desk that I sit at, hoping that, you know, the microphone falls on my head or something. Bops me right out.
I would go nuts sitting at home, and yeah, no, I can't do it. I don't
work. Yeah, you seem more of an honest man than me.
Well, yeah.
I'm always looking to cut corners.
Some corners, but not at work.
Well, what's up?
I work. Well, you know, I would have liked to have called in yesterday, but I slept in, you know, and because I wanted to talk about the Pat McAfee show and Aaron Rodgers on there, and he's just so right, you know. It's, you know, you people are, you know, the guys on the field that he plays with or who he plays for, you know, it's fun for the fans and everything, and we just got to give the guy a break, you know, because we are fans that just want a winning football team. And I hate that they, you know, people just go after people on, you know, the sports because of how they are as a person, and we're here to watch them as athletes. It gets me because, you know, that's all they are to us.
I don't need this whole season to be like talking about Rodgers and him answering critics all year. I'd like to talk a little bit about the football.
Exactly what I'm talking about, and that's what the media makes it out.
Well, so the media, I guess let's lump me in there. I'm guilty because on Monday I spent a lot of time talking about Rodgers and his behavior. But also, he brought that on himself. He brought it on himself. So JerMichael Finley was asked the question and said, I don't know, I thought he played like he didn't care. Rodgers doesn't need to turn his whole life into trying to defend himself. Just go out there and play.
Exactly. And I got that from him from the word go, from practice, from preseason.
But then he's got to use his press conference and say, oh, that'll shut up the trolls. Like, if you're mad at JerMichael Finley, give him a call and say, shut up, dude.
Yeah, he shouldn't have said that. You know, there's stuff to where you should insert foot. And, you know, it's just play football and win football games. Have fun doing it, and we'll have fun watching it.
Maybe the football's not enough to Aaron. Maybe it's got to be about, you know, finding little things that bother you and shutting up JerMichael Finley. I mean, if he's at the point in his career where all he's doing is trying to shut up JerMichael Finley, just retire.
Yeah, that's sad, but I don't think he is. I don't think he wants to be doing all that. I think he just wants to go out there and play. And like Peyton said during that Monday night, you know, if he didn't have, you know, the GM coming up to him and sitting down at, you know, at the end of the season and asking him about how the locker room is and all this and that, he would feel disconnected. You know, he was appreciated, you know, because the guy came up to him and wanted to know if there was somebody that we should go and, you know, bring in or not. You know, and that's a lot what Roger said. They just didn't ask him for his input. And you would think that the guy that put it all out on the field for you for so long and was the MVP, you know, three times.
But did Rodgers ever, like, did he ever offer his opinion outside of the media? Did he ever walk down to the Goody's office or Ted's office?
Don't know. Never heard. So that would be a question to ask.
Yeah, all right. Next time I talk to Aaron, I'll ask him that.
You do that. Maybe put it out there on Twitterverse.
Okay. Well, feel better, Mike.
Oh, I am.
You know, shins are, that's a rough part of the body.
Yeah, sure. There's much meat there.
Mike, he's going to have a hard time talking to Aaron Rodgers when you're out here tagging Aaron and bashing Bart at the same time on Twitter.
Yeah, don't do that.
Hey, I won't do that.
Don't
no
tag
more.
Aaron's name.
Hey, I heard you on Ronnie's show talking about it. Yeah, I will not do that. Yeah. Even though you were late again.
Yeah, let's not talk about that either. I overslept my nap.
Hey, don't you have an alarm?
Yeah, I slept through that too.
It's all right. You're allowed to.
Yeah, all right.
You guys have a great day.
You too, Mike. You.
Enjoy the game today.
Will do.
Hopefully they'll win.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Yeah, I once saw this guy. This was remarkable. I once saw this guy who was at like a Home Depot. I don't remember if it was Menards or Fleet Farm or whatever. He was at one of those kind of stores. And he stood there and just stood there. And there were workers across the way, you know, talking to each other. And this guy just stood there like he wanted the workers to come over, like, to help them. But they didn't know he needed help. He was just standing there. So then he got all frustrated, and then I saw his Facebook later on, and he was like, I can't believe the service at this place. Nobody helped me. Go up and ask.
Isn't it amazing what can happen when you just communicate with people?
Yeah. So that's what I feel like maybe Rodgers is guilty of that too. Like, is he just sitting in his locker waiting for Ted Thompson to come down and say, hey, do you want us to re-sign Jordy?
Yeah, he's that guy that sits at his locker, and then every time he thinks about it, he just chucks something across the locker room.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, the organization they run things in such a way where they're never going to come up to Aaron. I mean, the Packers organization, and then that was a big problem, is Ted Thompson's trying to build a team, and Mike McCarthy's just got to go with it. Like, when they cut Josh Sitton, Ted didn't answer any questions about that. He let Mike McCarthy try to justify his decision for him. And there were silos. You know, all of that's got to work together. That is very true. All that's got to work together. If you're going to be a guy making a roster, you can't just do it like it's, you know, Madden. You got to go talk to the coaches, talk to your leaders on the team, say, well, what do you need? What's going to help you? But I wonder if Aaron could have done more. I don't know. Again, I don't want this whole season, and we will hear from Aaron later, but I don't want this whole season to be like, well, here are my feelings. Like, just tell me about how you think you're going to match up with the Niners, or why you never win there in San Francisco. Tell me about that. But then again, you know, the media, we're the ones talking about it, and then the people that are in that room, they ask those kind of questions. So obviously, you guys, somebody cares enough to keep this conversation going.
It's not going to go away for the whole season. It's just going to be there and be there and be there. It's going to get frustrating. I mean, just think about this. We're already frustrated and sick of it. We're not even to week three yet. We haven't even seen the game against the Niners in week three. I guess we are in week three, but I mean, we're not even a quarter of the way through the season, and we're sick of this already.
Yeah, I'm sick of playing at San Francisco, too. I'm looking this up to try to remember the last time the Niners were here, and that was actually a Monday night in October in 2018, which kind of doesn't count because the Brewers were playing that night in L.A., and nobody cared. So take that one away. The Niners were here in 2014. Yeah. Oh, but that was a playoff game with Kaepernick. So they were here then. And then the Packers have gone out there in 15, 19, 20, 20 again.
Well, every time that the Packers have been a team that seems like they're going to win the NFC, it seems like they've had to travel out to San Francisco, and then they laid a dud.
Yeah, not in 1996. They went out there. No, that would have been 97. 97, they went to San Francisco on their way to the Super Bowl. But that was 24, 5 years ago. Recently, oh yeah, Packers are losing to Jimmy Garoppolo on repeat and Kyle Shanahan, who we'll hear from all these guys a little bit later today as we look more at this game. It's a busy weekend. You got Badgers Notre Dame. You got the Ryder Cup. You got the Packer game. And the Brewers, at some point, they're going to clinch this NL Central. It wasn't last night, and it's not going to be today. The Cardinals have come in here and taken 3 out of 3 so far. We'll see where you guys are at with this Brewers team. Cardinals are about one series away from starting to think, well, maybe we could get the. Brewers got to win a game, man. 414-799-1250.
The way to beat the Cardinals and to stop this thing right now, it starts in that. Well, this is a no-brainer. It starts in the first inning. What I mean by that is, if you win the first inning and you get up on them and after one inning of play, I think they're dead in that game. Because look what they do. They put the pressure on you immediately. 9-pitch walk to start the game. Yesterday. Day before in game one, you have 2 outs. They're cruising, base hit, 2-run homer, boom. They're up 2-0 going into the second. Last night, up 1-0 going into the second. Just win the first inning tonight. Brett Anderson puts up a 0 in the first inning. You feel so much better about this game.
That's Tim Allen on our show yesterday in the 9 o'clock hour. And when he was talking about that, I was buying into it. And then he said Brett Anderson puts up a 0, and I don't know how he finished that sentence with a straight face. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. We're in the Lakeland University studios, online or in person. Learn your way at lakeland.edu, lakeland.edu. So you want to beat the Cardinals in the first inning? Did not happen last night. Cardinals put up 2 in the first, and then another 4 in the second. These runs coming off Brett Anderson. Now, there were some errors, so I don't know. He gave up 6 runs, 2 were earned. And Brett Anderson was out of there. He recorded 5 outs. Okay, so the defense wasn't, you know, Ozzie Smith back there, but also Brett Anderson's not good. I got a string of tweets during the game. Anthony, got a feeling Brett's going to be getting hurt real soon. Brock, I'm shocked Anderson didn't leave the game injured after the first. Alex, Brett Anderson is a effing bum. Why is he pitching? Tim, down 5-0, how soon before Anderson fakes an injury? It's not just me. Who likes Brett Anderson as a pitcher? I don't want to say something nasty in the media and then have Brett Anderson go all Aaron Rodgers on me. But who, like, sees Brett Anderson on the mound and goes, that's a game I got to get to? You know, maybe you want to see Hauser today. He's been pitching well. I haven't seen Hauser yet. I'll go see him. Woodruff, I got to see him. Burnsy, Peralta, Ashby, he's been impressive. Let's go see him. Eric Lauer, man, he's a pretty good year. Go see him today. Brett Anderson's on the mound. I'm going to apply for overtime at work. I'm going to actually throw my TV in the river and just not watch this one. My radio too. I don't see how he makes the playoff roster, especially the NLDS. I don't know. You root for the guy. You want everybody to be good. Brett Anderson's just not good. I'd say he's just not good. He's had good outings. But if he's got the ball in the playoffs, how do you expect anything but that kind of outing? And he's not going to give you a ton of innings. So that's another concern. If they're thinking of, like, who's our game 4 starter going to be? And first of all, there's other options. And you're not going to bring this guy out of the bullpen. So I was looking at Will Salmon's article on The Athletic. He was trying to project the NLDS roster. And we've been going 13-13 when trying to project 13 pitchers, 13 position players. He went 14-12, 12 pitchers. And that's how Jackie Bradley Jr. would get on, because we keep leaving him off. And he's continuing to struggle. He's hitting like 50 in the month of September. Not 500, 50. Again, not 50%, 0-5-0. One for every 20 at-bats, he gets a hit. So he's been struggling. He's like the Brett Anderson of the offense. Except he's healthy and plays and can play through a blister. I don't know. Frustrating game last night. Frustrating series. We were talking, let's try to win 2 of them and wrap this NL Central up. The Cardinals have now won 11 in a row, including 3 against the Brewers. And they're beating good teams. They're beating teams like the Dodgers, and they beat up on the Reds, and they beat the Mets, who we see this weekend. Brewers are still 8.5 up on St. Louis. It would take the collapse of all collapses for the Brewers to not win this Central Division. Some can speculate that the baseball gods are upset at the Brewers for not celebrating them clinching the playoffs, for not celebrating as hard. Some may speculate that the baseball gods are at play. I just think that the Cardinals, Tim's right. They're aggressive early, and their pitching's been really good, and the Brewers haven't been able to hit. Now, this lack of hitting extends back a few games. They did all right against the Cubs, but they struggled against, I believe it was Detroit. I'm not worried, you know, grand scheme of things come the playoffs, but you would like to see a crooked number today. You would like to see an inning where, oh, they scored 4 runs. Wow. Or even in the game score 4 runs, because they have not been scoring against this Cardinal team a total of 5 runs in 3 games. And now you have the matinee today, which Rami says, turn the TVs down, turn the radio up. You turn the radio up, turn the YouTube down. Game is on YouTube only today. So you have to catch it there, which is easy. It is easy to find. I like complain about it because I like just turning on a channel. because I'm like 75 years old when I watch TV, but it's not that hard to go Amazon Fire Stick home screen, YouTube app. It's the first thing that comes up. And if it's not, you just type in MLB and it comes up. It is easy. It's a step or two more, which to me is like going through a corn maze instead of just walking in a straight line. But
well,
I'll get there.
And I've been trying to decide if I'm too tired today, if I want to just go home instead of going to the game. Now that I remember it's on YouTube, I'm going to the game. I don't want to watch it on YouTube. I'd rather just go to the game.
Well, we got our lunch today.
Oh, yeah, after that.
Oh, okay. Don't get too tired for the lunch.
I won't. I'm good.
Actually, I'm kind of tired for the lunch.
Well, you haven't got your fourth cup of coffee yet. I'm still working through one.
I almost had to cancel the lunch today. Like everyone expected me to. My kid's sick.
Oh.
He's got like a rash. I think he's got to stay home from school.
That's no good.
Yeah. I don't know. So I hope I'm not sick.
I'll stay away from you.
If you get head, foot, and mouth disease, let me know.
I've already had it once before.
Oh, okay. Does that make you immune?
I think so.
Oh.
Is that how it works?
I have no idea. So, but if you do get a huge rash on your ass...
I'll let you know.
Let me know. Let me know. I don't know. I mean, are we concerned about the Brewers, or is this just a little blip on the radar here, Toby?
I mean, if you want to hit a cold spell, hit it before the playoffs. If you would hate to see this happen in the playoffs. So just, I mean, it's not great. You don't want to lose games like this, and especially at this clip, especially to a team like the Cardinals. But you know what? That's what a huge lead in the NL Central bought you, is a time that you could lose some games and go on a cold streak. I mean, the Brewers basically have been hot since they got Adames. They really haven't had an extended cold streak in a while, so this is kind of it. So I think I'm not worried about them. Now, if this keeps extending into deep next week, then sure, then it might be concerning. But, you know, I'm not too concerned. I think this is just a little cold spell that you usually hit in a 162-game season, and I'd rather them hit it now and they're able to come out of it and have a few games back and try to get back on a hot streak before the playoffs. I they'll be all right.
What it does remind me is that the Brewers over a 162-game season, you're right, they've bought the cushion to be able to afford a stretch of games like this. And you can do that in the regular season, but you can't do that in the playoffs. So the Brewers will avoid that one-game wild card, which the Cardinals are playing to get in for. But you look at the NLDS, I mean, I got to keep reminding myself, too, that that's only a five-game set. That's just a five-game series. So if you're, like, cold for two games against the Braves, then you're, I mean, you could be out in a flash. Baseball, man, 162 games. And then they got to at least make that a seven-game series. I know it's just two games, but like basketball, you play 82 games and it's a slog. But at least you're playing seven-game series, and at least you can determine like who the true winner is. You know, a wild card game, anything can happen. Even a five-game series can get a little fluky.
Yeah, five-game series for sure. Seven-game series, you feel like the best team's going to win, or at least it'll be a tougher competition. Five-game series, you're right. You have two games where the bats don't show up, which isn't that uncommon. You have two games where the bats don't show up and one where the other team explodes, and you're done.
I thought the Cardinals were dead. I thought they were dead. Vogelbach hit that grand slam against them, and they were a game over 500. They have lost one time, I believe, since then. They've lost one time since that game, which was September 5th. And here it is the 23rd. This Cardinal team has now won 11 in a row. This is what they do. And how foolish of us. I was guilty of it. I thought, okay, the devil magic's gone. Because I think the game before that, even, the Cardinals had some opportunities to be the Cardinals about it. The Cardinals, man, anytime you leave them for dead, they come back and there they are. And it's especially worrisome. Like, if the Cardinals are going to face the Brewers in the playoffs, the Cardinals have to win a wild card game against either LA or San Francisco. Then they've got to beat the other one of those teams in a five-game series. And then they can see the Brewers. But who knocks the Brewers out? 1982 World Series, the Cardinals. 2011 NLCS, the Cardinals. We all doubted them. Harrison Bader, they never doubted themselves.
Coming into this month, we obviously knew what was in front of us, but, and you know, we still believe, did believe, always have believed that, you know, everything is in our hands. And the only way to really kind of deliver on that is to just, again, you know, keep the power in ourselves and just keep pushing the tempo, staying aggressive, not playing on our heels. And, you know, I think we've just done a really good job on all sides of the ball of doing that really all season, but especially this month down the stretch here. And I think it's important because, you know, the team that holds that trophy up at the end of the year, from what I've heard from guys who have been there and won, is just that. So, you know, as far as we're concerned, we're just training for, you know, for our next game. And hopefully that's, you know, deep into October.
Yeah, man. I was talking with Katie Wu yesterday, our new friend at The Athletic, who covers the Cardinals, and we were talking about how, you know, baseball, the playoffs kind of, the sport kind of benefits you if you are hot at this time. If you get out to a big lead and you have little to play for, you know, you kind of, the juice kind of goes away. The adrenaline kind of goes away. You start losing that a little bit. I mean, last night, the best moment of the game was Jace Peterson looked pretty good on the mound. You know, but the stakes are pretty low where you can do that and get excited for that. Jace Peterson came in, pitched the ninth inning, was throwing 45 miles an hour and then 85 miles an hour. I don't think I'm too concerned about the offense. I think that's a question that we can go down the road of, but I'm not too concerned. The series, more than ever, it seems like, is the Brewers. How many hard balls have they hit that wind up right into the glove? I feel like every pop fly, it's on the stat sheet as a pop fly, but it's like a line drive to the outfielder. And then every time they crank one down the left or right field line, there's a guy there making a great catch. It just seems like hard hit balls for the Brewers. They're getting good wood on the ball. They're just not being able to get the hit. Dave is in Cudahy on a Thursday. Dave, what's happening, Dave?
What's going on between you two? Where is the positivity? Where is the optimism here?
What do you mean?
I'm going to have to come down there and shake you.
Well, what do you mean? I'm just talking it out.
No. It is feeling mighty down right now.
No.
Yes.
No, Dave.
This is typical Cardinals talk right now.
No, Dave.
What, you're not feeling it like I'm feeling it?
Feeling what?
The slump, the feeling of dredging your feet along the murkiness that is a three-game losing streak to the Cardinals and one to the, you know, from Sunday, too. But you know what I'm saying.
Wait, so you feel the slog?
No, it feels like that's what you're projecting.
Well, we lost three in a row to the Cardinals. It sucks.
Yeah, but you know what? Like Toby said, if there's ever a time to lose, this is the time to do it. Rest your guys' arm. Throw Brett Anderson in every game.
God, he's terrible.
Forward. He is absolutely atrocious. But you know what? At least it rests your three big guys, and I'm going to even put like a small asterisk on the fourth big guy because Adrian Hauser is my dude as well.
Yeah.
And if that means that we got those four all good to go going into the playoffs, I'm feeling great.
Hey, Dave, I want to congratulate you. You have made a promo.
Another one?
Yeah, wow. You're in another one.
I'd like to thank the Academy, and I'd also like to thank you, the people, and this will go down as a moment in history I'll never forget. Until the next one.
What was the first promo? Okay, I'm going to play your promos. Okay, we stay on the line. Here, because I don't remember your first one. Here's your first one.
It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Dave is in Cudahy.
Shout out to the people. Help define this Buck championship and everything it means to Milwaukee. You can go and assemble a super team, but that's easy. And the way that the Buck pulled it off this year, man, it's that much more satisfying.
Catch the Bart Winkler Show.
Okay. Weekday morning. That's a good one. Yeah, you know, you hyped up the crowd. That's a good one.
That was solid. I thought there was one before that, too, but What do I know?
You were in a third promo?
I could have swore.
Let me just look down the list here.
There's one about construction workers. It doesn't necessarily name him, though.
Oh, he was in that one, too?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Dave.
That's right. That's right. There was that one, too.
You want my job, Dave?
Yeah, Dave, that was I'm featuring great... you as the co-host more than Toby.
That was a great conversation, though.
Where is that one? Do you know where that one is, Toby? I'm looking for that one.
I'll look for it.
All right, here's the new one. Here's the new one when you and I were bashing Joe Barry. All right, here's the new one.
It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Dave is in Cudahy.
Joe Barry needs to get better, that grown-up Cabbage Patch doll of a human being.
Joe Barry looks like, you know, like you date a girl in high school and you go back to her house to meet her parents and you see Joe Barry and you know this guy sucks.
He's wearing that tucked-in polo shirt.
Yeah, and he's got a beeper. His name's Ken.
But you can't call him Ken. You have to call him Mr. Barry.
Yeah. And he makes the joke like, the curfew's at 10, and if it's 10:01 that you bring her home.
No, curfew's 10. I expect her home by 9:30. And right as you walk in, there's a Bible on his TV stand.
But when you open up the Bible, the pages are cut out. There's a pistol inside.
Yeah. Ooh, Joe Barry, scary dad.
Catch the Bart Winkler Show weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 1250 AM, The Fan. An Odyssey Station.
Ooh, damn.
That one was masterfully done.
Yeah, that was some good yes and work between us.
That was fantastic. We could have built the entire life of Joe Barry and his house.
You were just saying something, I'd build off that, and then you'd build off me. I mean, you got any openings at Comedy Sports?
Come on down.
I got the other one we have.
All right, the third promo Dave's in. My God.
It's the Bart Winkler Show.
I'm kind of angry with construction workers right now.
Look, this is your time right now. You've had me do it many times. Cut this heel promo on the construction companies. Right.
Listen up here, you orange vest wearing cowards. I have a house that I live in and rule, and I need to get access to my driveway.
Oh, yeah.
And my poor neighbor, thank God it's not me, but my poor neighbor, you have a porta potty that you have on their front lawn for the last 3 weeks. And I'd like to put you in there and knock you right over.
Now wrap it up with a brother.
You listen here, brother. You park in front of my driveway one more time. I'm just gonna run on over you. What you gonna do when Winkamania drives right over you?
Catch the Bart Winkler Show weekday morning.
Yeah, that one was good too.
Dave, you know, so they were doing construction on my street and then they were finally done. And then just this week, they had to replace the sewer, which is right in front of my house. And they parked in front of my house again all day, which is fine if they tell me they're going to do it. What if my kid had to go to the hospital? What if I had to go somewhere? They just park right in front of my driveway. No warning.
Well, that means you would have got a new lawn furbished by the city. It would have been great.
Yeah, I think so. All right, Dave, we'll try to keep it positive.
That's what I'm talking about. Bring it around and let's go Brewers. Packers, get rid of Joe Barry, and then let's go with them, too.
Yeah, and we're making promos. There's another one. We'll have that in the rotation by Friday.
Oh, I'm going for the cycle this year. Let's do it.
All right, Dave.
Later.
See you, buddy. Dave in Cudahy, 799-1250. John in Franklin, you've been in a promo a time or two. What's up, John?
Hey, Barty. Toby, how's everybody doing?
How are you doing?
I'm not doing real well.
I can tell already.
You know, I appreciate Dave and his positivity. But myself, I got the battle scars. I am so fed up with the flipping Cardinals. Okay? They're one step under the Vikings for me. I am so fed up with this team. It's like, can you guys just shut it down once? And let the little piss-on Brewers have a little success. Seriously? I mean, these guys, what were they, 16 games back? And now they're going to come in our place, and they're going to take four games. I mean, what are we doing? And I can
they'll win. The Brewers will win today. You bet against home sweep.
Yeah, here's my positivity. The Brewers are going to win today.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you tell yourselves that. Because I watch every game against the Cardinals, and they get a runner on. Their first or second runner batter, the game gets on, and the next guy hits a home run. Check the tape. It's like every other game they do this. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Yesterday, I was looking forward to watching that game and us even in the series up. That ball went out in the first inning, and I was done. I haven't watched Survivor in 12 years. I put on Survivor, checked back, and it was like 7-1.
Was it good? Survivor's a good show, but you know, I watched like the first 7 seasons, and then I was like, I can't watch 40 of these things.
I mean, you could call me a bad Brewers fan, but it's sickening.
You should have turned on wrestling last night, Omega and Danielson.
Hey man, bless your heart, man, with your wrestling. It's just me now, not my thing. I'd be down with a match personally, you know, one or two. But
I think if I took you to an event, we'd have a good time.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. I really haven't given it a shot. I mean, I actually watched soccer with my son around Father's Day. I went down there and him and the kids, and they knew all the players and all this. And I ended up watching a few games and tried to give it a shot. I'm always up for giving it a shot, but I just don't buy this stuff. Oh yeah, this is a good time for us to go into a hitting slump. Look, this team, I don't know how their offensive statistics are where they were like a week ago, because I just see this team time and time and time again have one or two runs, you know, in the seventh or eighth inning, and I know they get these big rallies going late, but it's like, why does it come to that? And they make some of these pitchers that they go up against are just, you know, they're not bad, but they're not great. They're mediocre pitchers, and we act like we're mystified. Second time through the rotation, through the lineup, no adjustments are made. We're still flailing away. We still got 2 hits and 1 run, and it's the 6th inning. And I know it's fun to do all the comeback, and I'm the first one that's called this team special time and time again. But I don't know, man. It's starting to run out of me because I'm just watching this series with the Cardinals, and it makes me sick to my stomach. It's like, really? They better get that game today, because if they do, it really minimizes what they did in this series to a point. You know, they get 2 games, good for you. But if they sweep us today, don't tell me that this is an aberration. Don't tell me that this makes you feel good, that, oh, yeah, this is a good time for a slump, and now we're just going to roll the Dodgers. I hope we do, man, but I'm worrying about this offense.
Dave just actually tweeted me, and he wants you and I to come to one of his shows. I would do that.
Well, I would do that, Barty.
All right.
Let me know when.
Yeah, we'll do it at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm down. I'll give it a shot.
All right. All right, John. We'll be in touch.
I'm not trying to be negative, man.
No, I know you're not. It's not for everyone, but we got to go support our guy, Dave.
No, I'm talking about the baseball.
Oh.
I mean, the Cardinals, man. I could just vomit. I'm so sick of them. So sick of them. The we're Detroit. And the Cardinals are Green Bay. It's just really, just here we go again. I hope it changes.
Yeah, I do too. All right.
All right, I'm out.
Thanks, Johnny. John and Franklin. I do enjoy John and Franklin. I like John a lot.
Here's my other positivity for the Brewers today. Bart, you want to tell people what I'm wearing today? Can you see the shirt?
No.
Keston Hira. I still have faith in Keston Hira.
Wow, I didn't forget about him at all.
That's my boy. I love Keston Hira.
No, I couldn't, because you're standing at a place where I can't see.
Yeah, I figured I'm too short.
But then you turned around, and I still can't see.
Yeah. Well, it's also white on white.
Yeah. What's the front say?
Milwaukee.
Oh.
It's the Players Weekend one that says Kest Daddy on the back.
Oh, sure. I got a tweet here from Justin. He says, "Hey, Bart, I'm Justin." Okay, I see that. "Hey, Bart, I'm Justin. Huge Bucks and Packers fan, but I'm originally from St. Louis, and on behalf of all Cardinals fans, I'd like to apologize." Oh, I read that wrong. "On behalf of all Cardinals fans, I'd like to not apologize. Oh, Justin. Boo. Boo.
Pulling the Conor McGregor there, huh?
Actually, they probably will lose today. They're against Wainwright.
Yeah, they're going to shell him. Actually, I have him on my fantasy team, and I'm in the championship, so maybe hit up the bullpen today, Brewers.
Jerry says, you're really going out to venture with listeners? Yeah, I'd like to go to Dave's wrestling show with John. That would be fun. We are going to Fourth Base today. Fourth Base Sports Bar. Again, this is like an unsanctioned match in wrestling. This is not a station event. So don't come looking for like a sign up box to win tickets to like Slipknot or something. We're just me and Toby are going out to eat with Rami and Sam. And that's where we're going to be at noon. Fourth Base Sports Bar. And if you'd like to grab a meal, I mean, I'm always telling you about Fourth Base. Today's a good time to do it. It's right before a game. We're going to be there over the lunch hour. Pop fly from the stadium, National Avenue. It's going to be a hearty meal, I'm telling you. You might have to take the afternoon off. Let that rest in your belly there. Because they've got steak. You could do a steak sandwich if you want. They've got lobster and crab. There's a deli case right in the bar. So it's you walk in, it's like any neighborhood sports bar, except this one's been in a movie. Major League was filmed there. But then there's the deli case, and CJ will cook something up for you. And you say, I think I'm going to have something. That's how I'm going to order. I'm going to have something lobstery, and he'll know what to do. He's been doing this a long time. And he's probably up early today because St. Louis is one of the teams that caters Fourth Base in. So St. Louis, they come in. A lot of these baseball teams now have found out about Fourth Base, and they love the food so much that major leaguers eat it. So check them out online. Check out their Facebook page. But just check them out in person. Fourth Base Sports Bar on National Avenue. Matt tweets in, listen, I will admit I'm starting to get a bit uncomfortable with St. Louis. But if this is the magic season we all believe it is, it has to be them. If this is the team to finally break through, the only way is to break the voodoo magic and beat them. See, I thought we already did that, though. That's what sucks. I thought we did that when Vogelbach hit the Grand Slam. I thought, all right, voodoo magic. But it appears like it just made him stronger. And now the Cardinals here. Let me check the standings real quick. Because they're not losing. So the wild card race is getting lame. Because the Cardinals have the second spot. And they're not losing. Everybody else is trying to like fight just to stay close. But now you have the Reds and the Phillies both 4.5 back. The Padres, what happened? They're 6 back. It's over. It's over for them. They're out. They've lost 5 in a row. What is going on with them? That's disappointing. I thought an LA and, you know, even two teams out west in that wild card game would have been great, but Padres slipping away. In the American League, we could get the Yankees-Boston one-game playoff. But Toronto and even Seattle trying to make something of it. So some good races down the stretch, at least in the American League. Cardinals ruining all the fun in the National. I'm Bart, that's Toby, 414-799-1250. Getting ready for Fourth Base today. Working up an appetite here on The Fan.